And we're back with the Follets. So, Mark and Teresa, I have a question for both of you. And, you know, I just did that promo for the talks, and both of you came to the talk. Was there anything about that introduction that wasn't true? I mean, both of you knew that you were missing some information, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And so when you came and you saw, you know, and you heard me speak and you saw the technology demonstrated, right? What, I mean, and I think I asked you this earlier, but I want to ask you both at the same time. What inspired you to actually take the action? I mean, why then?
It made perfect sense. And it was an answer where we weren't getting answers anywhere else.
Yeah, I would have to echo that that thought the same. It really did. I, as you said before, you know, I was relatively skeptical initially, but a lot of the things that you were saying, you know, logically, really made good sense to me. So it was enough to, you know, spur us.
Yeah, and of course, the skepticism was totally, you know, justified because what I was saying made sense. Now the question was,
yeah,
can we actually, you know, does it really work?
Yep.
And
yes, it does. It definitely works.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, and so it does really work, and you know, for those folks out there who are suffering from things like migraines, and you had this chronic, you know, your feet were burning all the time, right, Teresa?
Yeah, my hands and feet.
What a strange symptom.
Very strange.
And you had a third one.
It
was the migraines, the burning feet?
And I was also having like skin rashes, and those
right.
things have gone away as well.
Right, the skin rashes, and you also. You know, you also would have an occasional blue mood here and there.
Yeah.
We wouldn't call you depressed.
No.
But, you know, but of course, who wouldn't be blue experiencing, I mean, not knowing when the next migraine was going to come up.
Yeah.
But did you notice whether or not the weather affected you when you were not feeling that well? Did you notice that?
You know, the gray skies definitely affect me. They always have. Yeah.
And so that, you know, in any other forum, that might be called, you know, seasonal affect disorder. Right? I mean,
I could definitely see that. My moods are definitely affected by the weather.
But having said that, now that you have the power, now that you know that there is a solution to the, you know, the health concerns that you have experienced, I mean, your experience is a bit different. Yes? No?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just feeling so much better.
And of course, that is the key to seasonal affect disorder or any other disorder in that respect. That, you know, it's not about the antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs at all. And I know you weren't on those, and I'm not suggesting that you were, but when you're suffering from a health issue, a health concern that you have sought help for and is not being helped, I mean, that in of itself is reason for depression. And then the interesting thing is, as the weather cools down, as it gets damper, that affects your endocrine system, especially your thyroid. And what did we find there, Teresa?
Oh, definitely thyroid problems.
Right. Right. That's the center of SAD. That's the center of seasonal affect disorder. I'm sort of doing this because that was my topic, and I knew that wasn't your primary reason for coming or even any reason for coming. But, you know, I have to weave it in there. Otherwise, people are going to go, what the heck? You know, but it's really true.
Yeah.
It's your endocrine system. And when you're not, when you don't have the nutritional deficiencies handled and you're not identifying the barriers to healing, then that's why things don't work. And you are in 100% agreement on that, Mark.
Yeah. Exactly.
You were using a lot of supplements, and all, truth be told, both of you really were inclined to try to use safe, natural methods.
That's true.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, in a manner of speaking, I guess, you know, you kind of get led down the garden path and, you know, thinking that you're, you know, because I really attempted over the years to do, you know, my due diligence and a lot of research.
You're a reader. And, you know, yeah, like you say, you're a researcher. There's no doubt. Yeah. So you do all that research, and then you've got it all in your brain, and you walk into the health food store or the supplement store or whatever, and you go, okay, so I read about this one, and this one. All these three address, you know, pain or arthritis or whatnot. And for you, you know, Teresa, similarly, would you ever do that again now?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Get tested.
You know, one thing about that, I think you bring up a really interesting point, and that is that, and I have to tell you, you know, over the years, and taking into consideration the amount of research I've done, what you really find is an unbelievable, you know, plethora of conflicting information.
Yes.
One thing tells you this, and then they totally, another one, you know, a study will totally contradict that study, and it gets incredibly confusing. You know, and you're always looking for that, you know, where is, you know, the path, you know, one that you can follow without bouncing off of this wall and back to that wall and so on and so forth.
And actually know that you're treating the underlying root cause of what's going on.
Right.
And you know, I was in that same boat myself. You read my book and it was the same thing. I mean, I threw away over $5,000 worth of perfectly good supplements because of the lack of consistency in my own practice when I was using them, not only for myself, but for people. And I realized after I discovered nutrition response testing and its ability to identify with absolute certainty what would work and what wouldn't, that, you know, these things were never going to consistently get me the results that I wanted for my patients, let alone that I wanted for myself. Which is why I use the stuff that I use, you know, standard process and systemic formulas and things like that. You know, things that you really can't get, generally speaking, out in the public because you wouldn't even know how to use them, right? The names of them
exactly.
Don't say CXVRM2. How's that? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But so, you know, you can ultimately, there is a safe, natural, and effective way to handle some of the most complicated health problems. Nutrition works, and you would agree with that now.
Yep.
Yes.
So what was the most challenging part of the program for you?
It's working, both of us working, and eating more at home, because for us, we would eat out a lot. And not fast food. We totally stayed away from fast food. But it was, just regular restaurants.
Just regular restaurants. And now that you know more about, you know, the environment out there, you know, you can see that it's, you know, just strewn with potential landmines.
Absolutely.
Like what?
Well, dressings, salad dressings, things that you would think would be perfectly fine. Just even chicken or steak, so often they marinate them or put all kinds of spices on there that aren't good for me.
Now I know.
Yeah.
You can imagine how many people out there are basically getting stuck in that trap. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't go out to a restaurant. I went out to a restaurant. It was Jake's Grill a few weekends back, and they were oh so helpful.
Oh, that's good.
They were oh so helpful. I went in there and I said, look, I've got food sensitivities and I need, you know, just some totally fresh food that's got no, I can't eat grains and I can't eat any sweetener of any sort. And they went out of their way to help me. My wife and I had a good lunch and, you know, bing, bang, boom, we walked away. We were full. We were satisfied. We were, and no conflict, no problem. So you can do it.
Yes, you just have to communicate with your server, but that doesn't work just everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, we had pretty good success, you know, last month when we were on vacation.
Oh, you guys were unbelievable, and you proved that you can travel and still stick to your program.
Yes, that is
definitely right.
And of course, how did it feel?
Fine.
Yeah. You know, yeah. The other thing too is that it's. You know, I think initially I was kind of wondering, you know, how this whole thing worked. And, of course, you know, my mind went right away to, special diet scenario, and so you have to cut down on this and that. And that's not really the deal. You can eat in whatever quantities, that satisfy you, and those are copious quantities for me. Yet, a very interesting side effect, and the one that certainly was a benefit, is that I immediately lost about 5 pounds. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was amazing.
A side effect of losing weight.
Go figure. Huh?
A side effect. The side effect of a nutritional healing program, lose weight. Oh, my gosh.
The frosting on the cake.
The frosting on the cake, exactly. So we're going to have to take a quick break, but before we do, I want to ask you, what would you say to folks out there who want to use safe, natural, and effective methods, who are inclined to look to supplements or whatnot? I mean, what would you say to them as far as getting their life back on track?
I would say go check out the seminar. That's really helped us just find out if it was something that was right for us. And I think it really needs, for me, somebody to direct us in the right path, because we weren't going down the right path.
Yeah, we wouldn't have found it. We didn't have a really, even with all the research and so on, we really didn't have a clue.
And you guys have been doing it for a while, quite a while.
Yes. Many years.
Yeah. And you, Mark, what would you say?
Well, I would say, probably, people, with my particular mentality, probably look at it in terms of baby steps, just be willing to take, the first little step, just to get an idea, do your research, do your due diligence.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with, with Teresa, go to the seminar, gain knowledge so that you can hopefully make a reasonably informed, intelligent decision.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for spending the time. I'm going to let you go so that you can enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And I really, really appreciate, I honestly do, I know that we are going to help somebody out there because of this. And that's exciting for me.
Super. Yeah, we're glad to help.